Hello and welcome back to the Campus Clipper podcast, the second episode of this season. My name is Marissa, and I will be hosting the podcast today. So I have with me here some of our amazing student publishing interns who are all up and coming writers working on ebooks. Whether their writing focuses on food, relationships, money, or mental health, all the students write about their experiences surviving and thriving as college students in a big city. So on this podcast, we talk about what our interns are working on, and we all share our stories and advice related to their topic. If you want to read any of our writers' work, head to the Campus Clipper blog, which is linked in the episode description. So today we're going to be discussing our intern Katie's coming ebook, which she will introduce in a moment. But before we get into it, let's just go around and introduce ourselves so we all know who's who. Like I said, I'm Marissa.
I'm Katie. I go to school at Villanova University.
My name is Callie. Excuse me. My name's Callie. I go to school at DePaul University in Chicago.
My name is Jacqueline. I go to school at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York.
I'm Sophie, and I go to Loyola University in Chicago.
Great. So the Campus Clipper provides college students in New York, Boston, and Philadelphia with discounts at local businesses and restaurants. You can find all of our available discounts on our website or on Instagram at Campus Clipper and TikTok at Campus Clipper. All of these links are available in the episode description as well. And we'd like to give a special thanks to Campus Clipper advertiser Tropic Berry Cafe in the East Village in New York City for helping make this podcast possible. Yes, like I said, located on First Ave in the East Village, Tropic Berry Cafe offers coffees, acai bowls, smoothies that are perfect for one of those hot, humid NYC days that we've all been feeling lately. I was just looking through their Instagram and they have some awesome new drinks, summer coolers, iced teas, as well as the classic acai bowl, which is honestly my favorite thing to bring to a picnic in the park, especially during the summer. So with the Campus Clipper coupon that I will link in the episode description, you can get 35% off Tropic Berry Cafe with the code by ordering online. So all you have to do is enter the code that's on the coupon. The code is D1UAKJ. Enter that in on tropicberrycafe.com and you can get 35% off your smoothies or your acai bowls or your iced teas, coffees, anything like that. Okay, so let's get into it. I will toss it over to you, Katie, to kind of introduce your ebook and let us know what you've been writing about and get the conversation going.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Just to kind of, again, give some background. My name is Katie. I go to Villanova University, which is right outside of Philadelphia. And so the ebook that I have been writing over the past couple of months is centered around everybody's favorite topic, the COVID-19 pandemic. As a rising senior in college, a lot of my experience as a college student has been, you know, kind of contextualized within the COVID-19 pandemic. And so my ebook kind of follows some of the lessons that I've learned along the way and some of the adjustments that like we've all sort of had to make in our lives. And so my writing definitely explores a lot of those adjustments because a lot of different aspects of our lives were definitely touched by the pandemic, whether it was, you know, balancing your mental health with your physical and emotional health, whether it was reckoning with a lot of societal issues that were exacerbated by the pandemic, and whether it was just sort of, you know, maintaining relationships or seeking out different routes of entertainment during the pandemic. So there's a lot of different facets of life that kind of were impacted by COVID-19, as I'm sure everybody can attest to. So just, you know, kind of with that background to start with my questions. The first one is, how did you all feel when you were first sent home from college in 2020?
When I was sent home, I'm also a rising senior. So a lot of my college experience has also been during the pandemic. The first time we were sent home, I remember not really thinking it was that big of a deal. I don't know if anyone else can relate with that, but I just was very naive about it. I was just like, oh, it's just like a long spring break. It's fine. You know, like one of my favorite quotes that my friend said during that time is 2 weeks in and out. Let's go. Like, it was like I didn't take it very seriously. And then all of a sudden, you know, 2-3 years later, I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, maybe I should have.
Yeah, when it first happened, I was at a different school, and like, does that just say, but I was like sort of relieved because I like didn't like my situation at school anyway. But then when I did want to like transfer to FIT and everything was still remote, I was just frustrated because like I finally wanted to like be immersed in a school that I liked. But yeah, like you guys said, I feel like most of my college career has been centered around COVID, as I'm also a rising senior. So it like kind of sucks that I feel like my first half, like I was at a different school I didn't like, and then COVID happened, and now I'm like, feel like I'm a freshman when I'm really a senior.
Yeah, so in 2020, I was actually a senior in high school. I'm a rising junior right now. And so of course, as a senior in high school, I was pretty tired of high school. So having a couple extra weeks off, I mean, I was pretty excited about that. Our senior skip day was actually like the day after spring break. So all my friends and I were just like, oh, a week long senior skip day, you know, like so exciting. And pretty quickly after that, it became a much more dire. Clearly, we were like, oh, this is, we don't get any closure. We don't get to see any of our friends. We don't get to do all the fun senior things. And yeah, that definitely at first, it was a very different experience than like, you know, clearly 2 years later, we probably should have realized that right at the beginning that this, this could be, yeah, very life-changing, unfortunately.
Yeah, I remember when we were getting sent home, we were operating under the assumption that we would be home like in a month. Like, I think we got sent home. We actually got sent home around my birthday. Like, my birthday is like March 12th. So we were kind of in that time frame, which was kind of funny. But we were all under the assumption that like a month later at the end of April that we would be coming back. So, and I'm from Massachusetts, so it's about like a 6 hour by train or by car. So I left half of my stuff at school, and then like I didn't get to go back to get it until June. So it was definitely kind of like a weird experience where like part of my stuff was still there, but I had been living at home for a couple of months. So it was definitely very interesting and sort of, as Callie was saying, like kind of naive to like the circumstances. So going into my next question, I know that at my school, there were a lot of different mandates and restrictions that were kind of going around, you know, mandates being passed, restrictions being lifted, like kind of, you know, as we saw different variants coming through, different spikes in cases. So I know that a lot of it was kind of turbulent because like we kind of didn't know what was going on. A lot of different things were happening. So I was just wondering, what did these changes look like for you guys on your campuses and how did you deal with them?
So we actually got fully sent home originally. Like, they said, pack up your stuff, don't come back, which was very, I was like, oh, they're taking this seriously. And then we were completely online, or I was completely online for all of my sophomore year of college. And so a lot of the restrictions for me didn't really apply because I wasn't there. What they did at my school was they kind of slowly started picking and choosing what classes like had to come back. Like, I know a lot of labs, a lot of the music classes, a lot of the classes that just were not working online were starting to come back. And it was like they would release it in percentages. So it was like, we are 2% open, we are 5% open. And it never applied to me because I'm a graphic design major. So my work is on the computer anyway. So all of my sophomore year was online. And then junior year, it was just a lot of like, you know, when can you meet? When do you have to wear a mask? What buildings do you have to wear a mask in? Since a lot of people, in order to come back for junior year, you had to be vaccinated. So it was like getting vaccinations, all that kind of stuff. And then it also affected extracurriculars. I'm in a dance group and my dance team like struggled to, you know, we had to dance with masks on for all three of our performances. We had to, you know, look for a venue. We had to get clearance from the school, like multiple different boards, when originally we just had to go through our advisor. So it was a lot. I could not tell you how I dealt with it. I just kind of did. It was just kind of one of those things where it's like, this is the reality. Last year, junior year, it was like, at least I'm in person. So that's kind of my experience.
Yeah, mine is sort of similar. That was interesting you said about like the percentages, because ours was just like my whole sophomore year, which is like a hard, like remote, like there was nothing. And then junior year, everything was open again. So I dormed, but like we obviously had restrictions with the dorms. Everyone who wanted to dorm had to be vaccinated, and we weren't allowed to have any visitors, which is obviously understandable. One thing that like was annoying is like we couldn't have like students who lived in another dorm building come into our dorm building, even though we were all vaccinated anyway, like to be a student. So that was like kind of tricky. But yeah, again, like the clubs, like there were no in-person club meetings up until this last spring. So like the fall semester, we was like hard to get involved, especially like I just transferred, like I wanted to like do a lot of things, and there was like, it was harder to do it obviously like remote, like to like join a club. But I feel like now everything's pretty much like, nothing's really changed. Like we did have to get boosted like over winter break, and assuming like obviously we still have to wear masks and everything next year, but I feel like everything now at least seems a little better. So see what happens.
Yeah, I feel like I had a kind of a similar experience to you both, just like 1 year removed, since I'm a year younger, you know, like my freshman year was the one where we were just fully online. And at least for Loyola, fall 2020, no one was allowed on campus. We just had to do everything online, like just at home, which, you know, as a, you know, I had been like the senior in high school wanting to get out, wanting to go live in the big city. And now I'm stuck in Iowa, which Iowa's fine, but I really wanted to go live in Chicago. And like I had been wanting to for a really long time. And so when in December, January, might have even been January when they announced that the dorms were open again, but we still had to take classes all online, I was like, sign me up, get me in that dorm. I don't care. Like I want to be up there. Being on campus that second semester of like, you know, spring semester of 2021, it was just very, very, very restrictive. I mean, we were all in single dorms. We had to obviously wear masks everywhere, and all of our classes were online, and we had to get tested twice a week, every week, which was fun. But yeah, like slowly but surely, it's, you know, gotten a little less restrictive, but, you know, obviously masks have stayed the same throughout. But yeah, it's definitely been tricky dealing with that, just because I know now looking back that I probably shouldn't have moved into the dorms if we were all just going to be online and like isolated anyways. It would have probably been better just to like, you know, stay at home with my, you know, old high school friends and everything. And but I was so excited to go, and I just really wanted it to be normal again, and it just wasn't yet. And luckily this past year was a little more normal, and even though we were still wearing masks and everything, I was able to meet in person with this extracurricular choir that I've been doing. I was able to perform with a choir class that I'm in, and like do a salsa club, which all of that has been really great to be like back in person with those things, and actually be able to like experience, you know, the college life, I guess, finally. But definitely that first year was pretty difficult, a difficult experience with all of the restrictions and mandates that we had to deal with.
Yeah, I would say that my experience was very similar too, with like the different restrictions and like how that operated in terms of like online classes, being on campus, but not really feeling like you're on a college campus. I think it's definitely gonna be interesting for this like last upcoming year. Hopefully for you guys too, that like this will kind of be like a normal year. Like we'll kind of get to see sort of like
the college experience that at least we who are going to be rising seniors kind of experience that first semester at college. So, I mean, fingers crossed for all of us that we can kind of start to get back to that normalcy. And so my last question, which might be kind of like the most daunting question, but feel free to answer it however you would like, is just what is the most valuable or useful lesson that you learned from the pandemic? And it can be related to college, it can be more broad, just any way that you would like to answer it.
Yeah, it's a very good question. I would say the most valuable lesson that I've learned is just like how to, I'm trying to figure out how to say this, like how to put myself first, if that makes sense. Like, I think the pandemic for me, like really forced me to like sit down and think through like, what am I doing? You know, like, what am I doing with my life? How am I taking care of myself? And I think that's probably the biggest thing that I got from it. Just like kind of learning how to, you know, put myself first, listen to my body, my mind, listen to what I need, and not be afraid to do what I want and take what I want and value that. Because I know for me personally, when we were put into lockdown, a lot of that felt like it was taken away. And so like now it's kind of like a, you know, value every day, value everything that you can do sort of thing.
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like I'm a completely different person than I was like pre-pandemic. And like, in a way, I'm like, if the pandemic didn't happen, like, I don't know who I would be right now, because I feel like it just helped me to reflect inward so much. And I really like noticed like what mattered to me the most, and like what relationships like I like meant the most to me, and like what to work on. So I feel like I'm just like more myself now and in tune with myself than I ever was before. And yeah, like, I feel like I somehow like all the things that like maybe I like cared about a lot like in middle school that I thought were like maybe like quirks or like embarrassing and stuff, like I sort of like went back into that and like I'm like, oh no, like this is like me. Like, and then like I guess in high school maybe like, and like my first year of college, I was like not really myself, or like maybe because I was just trying to be someone else. But like I feel like that time by myself again kind of brought me back to my childhood and like what mattered the most. And I'm like, I can be like myself all the time. And I feel like now, like when I make like friendships, I'm able to like so easily like relate to people, and like, I don't know, I feel way more connected to myself than I did before. So
kind of in a similar vein, I would say the main lesson that I learned is just don't take things for granted. Because I feel like there's so much that I used to just like, you know, brush off as something, you know, like having classes in a classroom. Like, I didn't realize how important that was, at least to me, and for my learning experience, until it was taken away. I was like, oh, online classes, that's cool. And then the grades just, you know, took a little bit of a dip there. And I just realized how important it is to, and how lucky I guess I am to like take classes in person and like be in the same room as other people, and, you know, like be able to have like interpersonal connections like with your classmates, and like just talk to people like in class. Like, that's such a simple thing, but I totally took it for granted before. And like I said, like senior year, I was totally wanting to get out of there. I was wanting to be done with high school. And, you know, I wish that I had, you know, maybe appreciated it a little more. And yeah, so I guess just don't take things for granted and be grateful for what you have and like the experiences that you're able to have every day, even the mundane little things that don't seem like they should be important, because they are.
Yeah, that's such a great point to make, to, you know, not take anything for granted. I think that's great. And even just like, you know, the whole idea of taking better care of yourself, because like we kind of like, whether it's your physical health, because like we were dealing with a pandemic, and I'm sure a lot of people ended up getting COVID, your emotional health, your mental health, like something that resonated for me that's like, that feels so simple and so obvious, is just like to not go to school when you're not feeling well.
Like, I felt like when I was always growing up, it was always like, you know, even if you have a little bit of a cold, like, no, you're going to school, you're going to do the work, like, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts, that kind of thing. But, you know, when the pandemic started going, like, and professors would email you and be like, listen, if you're not feeling well, do not come in. And it just kind of made me think about, why do we force ourselves to do those things when, like, we really don't need to, we really need to prioritize ourselves. So yeah, thank you guys so much for sharing. That's all that I have. I know that it can sometimes be really exhausting to talk about the pandemic because we've been living in it for so long, but I really appreciate you guys sharing your stories.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for being so open with your experiences and to share. I definitely relate to a lot of what you've been through. I was class of 2020, so I missed like the graduation and all that. And all of a sudden I was like a real adult, but the world was not happening. So I definitely understand. Yeah, but thanks again. Thank you all of you. Thanks to all of you for being here. I'll just go ahead and wrap it up. Yeah, thank you so much for listening in, and thank you for being here. And I hope you all learned from our students' experiences. From all of us at the Campus Clipper, we hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next week.